to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you are going anywhere.
Next to James Brown, Sly Stone may be the performer most sampled by rappers and scratchers. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says this is testimony to the fact that Sly's rhythm section, Larry Graham and Greg Errico, played beats that inspired many of today's funk musicians. Today, Ed explores Sly Stone's work as a producer.
The other day, somebody pointed out to me that the difference between Woodstock and the Monterey Pop Festival, which he felt was the superior event, was that Monterey had introduced at least one superb black artist to pop fans, Otis Redding, while the only black performer with black appeal on the Woodstock stage was Sly Stone. Well, sorry, old pal, but you're missing the point. Sly Stone was not a soul artist. He was, as the title of his first album put it, a whole new thing, and he'd been working on becoming a whole new thing for some time. Sly, whose given name is Sylvester Stewart, was born in Dallas, but moved to Vallejo, California as a very young child. He had his first hit record, a gospel tune, in 1960 at the age of 16. Not long after that, while studying at Vallejo Junior College, he made the switch to soul, working nights in seedy East Bay clubs while teaching himself how to play every instrument he could get his hands on. His break came in early 1964. He'd been a DJ, using the name Sly Stone, on KSOL, and through his radio connections met Tom Big Daddy Donahue and Bobby Mitchell, who ruled San Francisco's number one top 40 station, KYA. They wanted to start a record label, and, in keeping with the times, one of the major things they wanted to record was soul music. They knew they could spot talent, but they needed a producer. 20-year-old Sly said he'd be happy to help, and sat down to write, arrange, produce, and play on Autumn Records' first hit.
Come on, everybody! Come on in! Bobby's gonna show you how to do the swim! Kinda like the monkey, kinda like the twist. Pretend you're in the water and you go like this. Now, baby, swim! Baby, do the swim. Just like the dog, but not so low. Like the hully gully, but not so slow. Now, baby, swim. Baby, do the swim.
It was loud, it exploited a dance craze, and it established Bobby Freeman, who sang it, Mitchell and Donahue's Autumn record label, and the kid they paid $150 a week to do the dirty work, Sly Stone. But Sly probably didn't mind. He was learning stuff he could never have learned at Vallejo Junior College and making his own records under his own name. Well, nobody said they had to be brilliant. And although Sly produced soul records by people like Bertha Tillman, Gloria Scott, and Billy Preston, Mitchell and Donahue made certain he paid attention to the local rockers, too. The Mojo Men's Dance With Me was a decent-sized local hit, not as big as the version of Sit Down, I Think I Love You they'd have a year later on Warner Brothers, but not bad. But by late 1965, it was becoming evident to Sly that he'd better make some plans. Autumn was falling apart, and after spending hours in the studio doing 50 takes of a song called Somebody to Love by one of the hippie bands Donahue had discovered, The Great Society, Sly realized it was time to get his whole new thing together. The rest is history. Sly and the Family Stone, a racially and sexually integrated band that neither black nor white record buyers could resist. Sly's brother Freddie played guitar, little sister Rosie played piano, Cynthia Robinson from one of his college bands was on trumpet, and the remarkable drummer Greg Errico was the brother of the Mojo Men's female drummer Jan Errico. In 1971, Sly delivered the famous There's a Riot Going On album, a record that showed an artist at the end of his tether. It was about this time that he was given his own record label, Stone Flower, to give him time to produce again. To my knowledge, only two singles came out of this. One, Somebody's Watching, was by his sister, Rosie, and it's a masterpiece of paranoia. The other was a record by a soul singer named Joe Hicks that sounds radical even in this day of sampling. It's called Life and Death in G&A, and it makes me wish we'd heard more from Sly Stone, the producer.